Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it is over! The Rangers win! The Rangers win and advance to the Final Four! Wow! What a comeback!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Good morning, good morning. On the other side, as we proceed, it is now May 23, Thursday. Hello, New York. How you doing out there? Keith McPherson on The Fan, checking back in. 87.7, 33.7, a 6-6 and two more sixes get you on the show. If you'd like to talk sports, that's what I like to do. Indulge me. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. I knew they were going to win tonight. I should have bet it, but, you know, that's how it goes. I knew they were going to respond tonight. They had to. Can't lose three in a row. Can't lose the series three in a row. People talking about the Mariners are elite. And I just, you know what I felt like was missing today? I was listening to The Fan, like I said, and everybody was ready to crown the Mariners as this elite team. And people were forgetting that Clay Holmes blew a save, which, like, doesn't happen all year. Bound to happen, though. That the Yankees were winning that first game 4-1 going into the night. That they forgot about that little caveat. That game could have, should have been a win. And then the second game, Gleyber Torres brings them within one run. And then Clayton Andrews makes his first appearance the first day he ever sees New York City. I wouldn't have done that. And I think in hindsight, Aaron Boone told you himself they shouldn't have done that. That loses you that game. And leaving guys on base, it is what it is. Juan Soto goes 0-for-4 two nights ago. He comes back last night. Blank check that boy. Give him all the money. Two homer night. Verdugo the dog, doggone it. It's out of here. See ya. Goodbye. All rise. Here comes the judge. And, you know, Nestor Cortez, nasty Nestor night. Tommy Canley, Luke Weaver, Michael Tonkin, Rumpelstiltskin, less Tonkin, more Honkin. They can get him out of here. They can send him anywhere, bro. Bring Marinaccio back and tell DFA Michael Tonkin. What are we playing around with him for? 877 337-6666. What also was missing from the conversation about, oh, the Yankees, they can't be good teams. Clark Schmidt was tipping his pitches. How come nobody was talking about that? Like, that gives the other team an advantage. Obviously, it's fair game. Clark said so much himself. But, like, I felt like the last 2 days, damn sure wasn't coming for me. Definitely not Big Mac either, who's coming up next. I feel like people were so ready to fold on this team, give up on this team, you know, act like this team is not one of the better Yankee teams we've seen. So, like, I'm not making excuses for them, but I'm telling you why they lost back-to-back games for the first time in their ballpark all season, the first time in a month. It's okay. That's baseball, Susan, but that's not Susan baseball. They're not going to blow saves. They're not going to pitch clean, Andrews. And Clark Schmidt's not going to be tipping his pitches. Juan Soto's not going to go 0 for 4 all the time. They're not going to leave a bunch of guys on base. It's not going to happen. 877, you know the number to dial. With the make it happen Mets or the let it happen Mets, they've got some decisions to make, my friends. They've got some decisions to make. I feel bad for Mendy. Free Mendy. This is his first year living the dream, being a manager in New York. And Mendy can't save him. Mendy is an extension of David Stearns, doing the job. And man, he has walked into what we've seen for so many years. The more things change, the more things stay the same. Only the Mets can out-Mets the Mets. And I'm not trolling y'all, because like, I don't even need to punch down. As a Yankee fan, things are good. But I'm just being honest with you. I was rooting for this team. And when I watched them today go out there and stand on business, Pete Alonso homer, Jeff McNeil homer. Okay, Tristan McKenzie doesn't like that. He wants to throw it at Harrison Bader in you. You know, at least he didn't throw it at his head. That's where you hit a guy. But Harrison Bader came back, took him yard. Mets have a 3-0 lead against a good quality opponent, an opponent that this week Francisco Lindor was talking about how much he loved playing there. He loved winning there and the family and the camaraderie and the fans. And only the Mets can out-Mets the Mets, bro. It's like your owner is replying to tweets. Edwin Diaz got $102 million and an LED light show. And now we're not going to hear it. Bom, 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 bom. Like, should have pitched him today. Instead, Reed Garrett, who was a great story, he's come back down to earth some. And Adam Ottavino, why is Adam Ottavino even on the squad? Adam Ottavino! Or as Frank the Tank says, Adam out the lead goes. Blow it up. Punt. Trade everybody. Do it again. Back-to-back years. Hope is not a strategy. This team is not looking like a postseason team. And I told y'all last week, don't let me hear on the fan again, oh, they're only a couple games out of a postseason spot. Do we do that in May? Where they do that at? Not here in New York. We're not talking about being a couple games out of a postseason spot in May. For what? For why? Has nothing to do with anything. Don't even click on wild card in the standings and see where the Mets are. It's irrelevant. This is a team right now struggling, searching for it. Francisco Alvarez, come back. Bring him some juice, some life. Lindor ain't got it. Pete Alonso, in a year where he's trying to make his money, he's hitting his homers, yeah, but he can't power them to victory. They can change the lineup up. They can take Nimmo out of the leadoff spot. J.D. Martinez, professional bat, 0 for 4 today with 3 strikeouts. It's just not good enough, man. The starting rotation was overperforming. They were better than we thought. Jose Quintana, you can get him up out of here. You can't rely on that guy. Adrian Hauser, I thought, was in the bullpen, and then he gets a start. Christian Scott was a good story, but like, it's a good story for a couple starts, and the more things change, the more things stay the same. It's LOL Mets. It's like the jokes write themselves. I'm tired of even making the jokes because I get it. People look at me as a Met hater. It's not even that I'm a Met hater. It's just like, well, damn, I was hoping that they could get right, go on a winning streak, figure it out. and they're trending in the opposite direction. They're 7 games under .500. They're in fourth place. What are we talking about? 877-337-6666. We're going to talk about the Rangers losing game one. The Florida Panthers feeling awfully comfortable in New York. Save us, Rangers. The Knicks are out. You're our only hope. And you got to literally hope week that the Rangers respond. That the Rangers aren't down off of this one game where they couldn't score a goal, where it was 1-0 for hours, where the Garden crowd is looking around and those thoughts are starting to set in that, hey, maybe this team that we're facing is pretty good. Hey, we can't get anything going. We've had our opportunities, but we're not capitalizing. Hey, somebody make a play. They can't make a play. And next thing you know, there's an own goal, an empty net goal. It's 3-0. And the stats say 68% of teams that win game one go on to win the series. And that's the first series so far that we've seen the Rangers not come away with that first win. 877-337-6666. So tell me how you feel, Yankee fans, Mets fans, Rangers fans. It's the Fan in New York. Mike is in Fresh Meadows on the Fan. Go for it, Mike.
What's going on, man? How you been? Long time no speak.
I'm all right, you know, trying to talk through everything and take calls and push through another night.
Glad to hear that. You covered a lot of the Mets stuff that I wanted to touch on. I have a disgust in my stomach. It's really awful.
Yeah, so were you hopeful this year, the first year of the David Stearns era? Did he sell you a dream when he met the media like 5 different times and said that this is a postseason team and that they expect to compete? And yeah, even though that they're not having the same splash offseason that Steve Cohen has had, like, were you feeling like, okay, we could win some games. This team could actually be a postseason team. They still could be in theory, but right now they're in a bad way. Losing is contagious. It's a habit, and it seems like they are finding ways to lose.
Yeah, I was not sold. I started to come around a little bit when, like you were mentioning, the pitching was overperforming, and our best offensive player is going to become a trade piece for, you know, a team looking to win. So right now is feeling really, really bad.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, you got to kick the can down the road. And it's like back-to-back years. Are you with the plan of, all right, sell off? You have the richest owner in the sport. Send guys elsewhere. Pay them to play elsewhere and rebuild the farm. Continue to replenish the farm with prospects. It could be. Actually, it just dawned on me. This could be the start of an amazing story for the amazing Mets. But it's a story that you got to wait 4 or 5 years to see materialize. Right, sell these guys off that Steve Cohen came in as this big, bad billionaire owner. Sell these guys off. Tell Pete Alonso, no, you're not going to be a forever Met, and see what you can get. And then maybe David Stearns is that smart that he does build this thing so that when we get to 2028, we're like, wow, the Mets are a perennial contender, or they're on their way to be.
Yeah, it was well said. And to speak on the Alonso point, within very, very a couple weeks, I would say I went from being like, we cannot trade this guy to like, let's trade this guy.
Right, because what is the point in paying him what he's seeking from Scott Boras' representation to be paid? What's the point in doing that? He's 30 years old.
McNeil is washed too. Sorry to cut you off. McNeil is absolutely washed. I'm glad he's coming around a little bit, but I think he's washed. I really do. When Lindor's been atrocious, what is he batting, like 196?
And you know what it is, man? Lindor has been hovering around 200, but for him to have the audacity, like, you've been in New York long enough. You understand the media. You were involved in the thumbs down thing. Like, you've been around long enough to understand that if you feed the media that quote about what you miss the most about the place you were prior to coming here, about winning, everyone's going to run with it. Your fan base is going to turn on you, and they're going to point at you and say, we're not winning because you're not performing. You're the highest paid player on the team. You're buns.
Yeah. I wish we got Jose Ramirez instead.
Jose Ramirez is giving him hugs, saying, hey, I'm good in Ohio, buddy. We win here. Even though we're in the Central, we have a winning record. We go to the postseason. I live a nice, quiet life here in Ohio.
Yeah. And I don't really believe our pitching – I think the fact that they did perform decently within the first 6 weeks of the season kind of put that feeling into Mets fans that maybe, and that combined with the National League not being all that good. So,
yeah, and it's just not going to get any better. Thanks for the call, Mike. 877-337. A six. Two more sixes. Mets fans, call me up. Tell me how you feel. Yankee fans, call me up. Tell me how you feel. Rangers as well. And, you know, the Mets come home, and there's already been so much talk about how their attendance is down, right? People aren't pulling up. The weather's nice now. There's not going to be any excuse of, oh, it's cold, it's windy, it's rainy. So they come home tomorrow for a weekend set against the Giants. And then watch out now. Here come the Dodgers, who historically the Mets have challenged the Dodgers. They've stepped up. They've played well against the Dodgers. But this Dodgers team is coming in a steamroll. Then you got to face the defending National League champions that went to the World Series, the Diamondbacks. And then you got to tussle with the Nationals, who in your division, right, the Nationals, they're right there next to you, but they're feeling good about their Juan Soto trade. They're feeling good about where they are. They're feeling like they can compete. They have competed with some teams this year, but they're the Nationals. So, I don't know. I don't know when Francisco Alvarez is coming back, but how much is that going to help? Why not just go ahead when in a month from now, start selling off pieces and let the kids play? 877-337-6666. Now, on the other side, right? Like, I'm a Yankee fan. Obviously, the Yankees are the best team in the American League, if you ask me. They're in first place in their division. You know, like I said, there's no reason to troll or punch down. I'm not trolling or punching down. It is what it is. I'm relaying the message. I'm not saying anything out of school. I'm not telling you anything about the Mets that you don't know or haven't read or haven't seen with your own eyes. I was rooting for them. These are my Mets. I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets, but it seems like they're letting everything happen. That game yesterday, they should have won that game. The way they came out looked like they were going to win that game. Responding, I don't know. But the Yankees responded when their own fans were starting to turn on them. Their own fans were talking about they're 1-5 against good competition, elite competition. Like, what the hell are we talking about? Give me a second, folks. The Orioles, I can't stand the Orioles. They are the most overhyped young team in baseball. Lost 100 games not that long ago. And all they talk about is how the Orioles have never been swept, right? They haven't been swept. The Orioles go all these regular season games without being swept. They were swept in the postseason. This 101 team didn't win one game in the postseason last year. And as we talk about these Orioles and them being so dominant and them being better than the Yankees, they're not, even though they beat the Yankees in that one series where Verdugo wasn't here, where Judge had one hit. The Orioles just got swept by the St. Louis Cardinals. The St. Louis Cardinals are not elite. They were a last place team at points of this year and a last place team for sure last year. The Cardinals are 23-26. It's baseball. So they were swept, right? The Orioles were swept, but you don't hear about it from small market Baltimore, build a ballpark down there with their new ownership and all their draft picks that they hit on. But you hear about everything here in New York and how the Yankees can't beat elite competition. The Mariners aren't elite. They're 4 games above .500. Please just go click on them and see who they've played. Please look at the AL West and see who's in their division. Bums. Arguably, they say the AL East is the best division in baseball. The Yankees are a good team, man, and they played heads up tonight. They hit tonight. They pitched tonight. And they knew that they had to stop the bleeding, couldn't lose 3 in a row with Luis Gil versus Luis Castillo coming up and all the chatter about, oh, well, you know, the Yankees can beat up on the Tigers and the Minnesota Twins and the White Sox, but what happens when, like, no, what are we talking about, bro? The Yankees are the alpha. The Yankees are the dogs. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Sean. Sean, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. Listen, I wasn't going to talk about the Mets, but, I'm down here in Braves territory down here, and they just laugh at the Mets, bro. It's like It's like a, you know, man, I've talked to you about this before. It's like an ongoing saga. The Mets aren't even on a radar blip for Braves fans down here. You know, not that it means nothing. But, listen, I also get the Masson Channel down here. The Masson Channel's down here. And so I get a lot of Orioles games. I get a lot of Nationals games because we got Masson here, right? And that Orioles team is really athletic. They're young. They're really good. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that the Yankees can't beat them because the Yankees can't, obviously. But it's going to take a lot, man. And then the Rangers are going up against this big center in Florida, this monster, and he's tough. And everybody thinks, well, I got a lot. There's a lot of Miami people here, right? To live up here. There's a lot of people here from Florida. So we got this whole thing going on at this local bar. And this center that Florida has is, like, supposed to be, you know, the best. And he, look, he's really good. And it's going to be a tough series, man. You know what I mean? And it's not what it used to be, right? Where New York ruled everything. It's just not anymore. So the Rangers are going to have a hard time. And the Mets are up against it, man. You know what I mean? I mean, even, you know, without Philadelphia or the Braves, I mean, geez, they just got everything going against them up here. But the Yankees are outclassed by Baltimore athletically. These guys are good.
Thanks for the call. I don't agree with that. I know the Orioles are young. They're athletic. Like I said, they lost so many games. How could they not hit on all those draft picks? When I go back to that Orioles series, like I said, Verdugo was out of the lineup with paternity leave. Judge had one hit. That Yankees team got shut out. When's the last time the Yankees got shut out? That Yankees team was still becoming. And they go to Camden Yards, build the ballpark. And, like, I give respect to the Orioles, but I am not ready to say that they're outclassing these Yankees. Nah, they'll be here soon. They'll be here in June. And as far as the Mets, yes, in their own division, let's just go back to the weekend, the Marlins series. Oh, I have Fleegs here. I wanted to, the other night, Fleegs, I didn't get to listen if he chimed in on C-Mac show. But the Marlins are supposed to be the team that everybody beats, that everybody gets fat on, that everybody can dominate. And the Marlins were not afraid of the Mets. So, for Sean to call from North Carolina and say, like, oh, the Braves and the Braves, they're not a blip on the radar. The Braves shouldn't fear the Mets. But the Mets did go down there that first series against the Braves and make you think, okay, maybe something has changed. The Phillies right now are on a historic run. The Phillies right now are arguably the best team in baseball. The Phillies right now have done something that we haven't seen since 2001 in Major League Baseball. The winning pace that they're at, they're ridiculous. And I tried to say, you know, I think I saw BT say something about, you know, the Mets against Philly. And I'm like, let's give the Mets a little, you know, break here because, like, the Philadelphia Phillies are the best team in baseball. You know, obviously you had Edwin Diaz blowing games. You had some other stuff going on. But you got to tip your cap to Philadelphia because they're a team that should have been in back-to-back World Series. We're this close to going to back-to-back World Series. You know, couldn't hit, and the Diamondbacks stole one. But when you look at that division as a Mets fan, right, as I'm a Yankee fan talking about the Orioles in our division, who we're ahead of, yes, the Orioles took that first series, but, like, it's 3-1, 3-1. We'll see what happens when they come here in June. If I'm a Mets fan looking at the NL East and looking at the Phillies and the Braves, I'm saying there's no shot. There's no shot at winning a division, and there's also minimal shot of going through the rest of the season as is and making the wild card. And even if we do make the wild card, we're going to have to dance with one of those teams in our division. There's no hope. Hope is not a strategy. Steve Cohen told you that. There was a 14% chance of last year's team making the postseason. And 5 days before the deadline, he sold off D-Rob and then let the trades begin. So I think you're heading there again this year, and it's disappointing for the Met fan. It's disappointing for the Met fan that loves baseball and just wants to see their team compete. You can't watch these guys. They're becoming unwatchable. A game like today, like earlier in the season, I said you couldn't turn the Mets off because they had fight in them. Now I feel like they've lost that fight. Earlier in the season, I said they were fighting and battling back in games where you couldn't just count them out. The losing is contagious. Losing becomes a habit. There is a disconnect. I am not trolling. I am not punching down. I am not making fun. I am analyzing what I'm seeing as a baseball fan, as a radio host. Something has to change drastically there because they're reverting back to the Mets of old where you wonder, is it just the hat? Is it just the jersey? Is there just a curse on the Mets? Because they have good players. They have high paid players, the highest payroll. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a disconnect. You have a first time manager who's taken orders from a president of baseball operations that came from small market Milwaukee and came in here and told Steve Cohen, hey, hold your purse. We're not going to do it that way anymore. I know you promised these fans a World Series in 5 years. That's nuts. You've got way too much money out there. You're paying Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander. Like, we got to reset. So we tried to reset expectations. A lot of you felt like it was a punt season. And right now, you're being proven right. 877-337-6666. But for the Yankee fans, this was supposed to be an all-in season. A hell-bent on being a champion season. We got Juan Soto season. Remember when we used to say that about Gerrit Cole? Reminder, Gerrit Cole is not back. DJ's not back. Canley just came back. Jason Dominguez can pop up. So if you want to tell me about the Orioles and, you know, how dominant they are and what class they are compared to the Yankees, not so fast. Not so fast. Russ is in the Bronx where the Yankees play. What's up, Russ?
Yo, what's up, Keith? New York Yankee dad. What's up, bro?
Oh, what's up, man? Thanks for calling.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm getting home from work. I'm a doorman in the city. And, I had something burning in my, pit of my core for the past few days, and I just got to blurt it out. And, you're cool, so I want to share it with you. 2024 hot take, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, co-MVPs for the first time since 1979. Keith Hernandez and Willie Pop Stargell, but Keith was still on the Cardinals. So hot take, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, co-MVPs 2024. Write it down.
I mean, I love the thought and the idea. There was so much propaganda around Judge and Soto 2024. Make the Yankees champions again. Judge and Soto 2024. Make the stadium loud again. Who's going to win American League MVP with Shohei Ohtani out of the way? Is it going to be Judge? Is it going to be Soto? How many home runs are they going to combine for? Over 90? Over 100? Like, great. Let those guys continue to compete and bat next to each other in the order. Iron sharpens iron. You just heard Judge during the break, his quote after the game talking about Soto and the work that he puts in. There were Yankee fans thinking that Judge was worried about Soto overshadowing him. And I said from the jump, no one is Judge's equal. Judge is the giant in the room always. Like, no one can look him eye to eye. They are two of the best players in the world, and you love to see games like tonight where they both go yard, and maybe they are co-MVPs. I doubt it. We haven't seen that in a long time, but I like the campaign idea. I like the slogans. I like putting that out there as if these guys are battling it out to see who's going to win that hardware. Russ, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, bro. I thought you were doing your thing. I'm sorry.
I mean, but, I was going back to you.
You definitely were. You definitely were. But, Soto has 13 homers. Judge got 14. We know what Judge can do, bro, when he gets hot.
Yeah,
and it doesn't look like Soto's going to slow down. I mean, Kyle Tucker's a threat. Yeah, I mean, we know what he can do, but I don't even think the Yankees got hot yet, man.
No, there's still some other guys coming back and some other guys that can pick it up.
They're not even getting going yet.
They can stand to get a lot better. Thanks for the call, Russ, and I appreciate you popping up on my Instagram Live. I'm live on TikTok right now at Keith_McPherson. Shout out to you guys in the chat. I can't type to you, but I'm low-key kind of talking to you as I'm talking live on the radio, 101.9 FM, The Fan in New York. Something else I wanted to add about the Yankees, right, as everyone was leaning into them losing these two games to the Mariners. Two nights ago, the scoreboard was malfunctioning. It was weird in there. If you were at the stadium on Tuesday night, we weren't seeing the pitch count, the vertical break, what kind of pitch. We weren't seeing the lineups. There was something wrong. It was eerie the first few innings. Even the two outs, two strike whale sound, to get the fans that are chanting Altuve's name and doing the wave to like stand up and applaud and try and like will the Yankees to victory to like get a strikeout and get out of the inning. That was off. So there were some weird vibes in there. I guess I'm making a ton of excuses for why the Yankees lost back-to-back games, but all I'm saying is you're going to lose back-to-back games. Every team in Major League Baseball is. And shame on some of you who were quick to say, oh, well, the Mariners are elite. No, they're not. What have they won? And, like, you can't even name some of these guys on their team. They're not elite. They're in first place in May. They're four games above 500. The Yankees had them beat 4-1. Clay Holmes blew a save. The next night, the scoreboard was out. It was weird energy in there. Yeah, the Yankees left some guys on base. But back-to-back nights, they fought back from being down 4-0 to be down 4-3 after Gleyber Torres hit that home run. And then Clayton Andrews comes into the game and momentum changes. Clayton Andrews had no business in that game. You knew it. I knew it. Aaron Boone knew it. And then what happened? With Nestor Cortez on the mound, right, a guy that'll take the ball, that'll take on any challenge, a competitor, they stand on business. They win tonight, and they come out of the gate 2-0. Volpe on, Judge homer. Okay, we're here to play tonight. Right after that, they follow it up with a strike them out, throw them out, double play. That told me they're locked in, they're playing up. And they know that they can't lose this game. They can't lose three in a row, lose the series, because the Yankees' mentality is each game is a round. And then when you get to the third game or the fourth game, you go for the knockout, right? You win around, and you try to sweep. Okay, they lost the first two rounds. They got up in this round. They won a round. Now they'll fight today in a day game, weather permitting, to split the series and not lose the series. And I think they got a shot to do that. It's Luis Gil versus Luis Castillo. Let's see it. The Yankees, I mean, and that's another thing, too. So many people are already projecting to October. Oh, well, if they can't beat these teams in May, they're not going to beat them in October. What these teams look like in May, they're not going to look like in October. And if you're talking about the Yankees, like this roster is final, it's not. Cole is coming back next month. DJ is coming back on this road trip coming up. Canely just came back. This bullpen is what, folks? What I say every night, ever-changing and evolving. There's going to be a bunch of different guys in this bullpen. Clayton Andrews, you might not see him again. Michael Tonkin, I can't wait for the news alert to say Yankees roster move, Michael Tonkin DFA'd. Bring Marinaccio back up and make some trades. I talked to Cashman two nights ago in the perfect suite. And I talked to him about the trade deadline the same way I talked to you guys. And I said, hey, if this is the team, right, similar to 2022, when folks were saying, hey, this Yankee team has won at the same clip as X team and this team that won the World Series. We're not doing that this year. But what I said to Cash is, hey, you got to stack the deck. You got to call everybody, bro. You got to add pieces to this team to ensure this run. Don't rest on anything. Have a backup and a backup plan for every position. And get greedy. Go out there and find the team that's selling, the GM that you have a relationship with, and add to this Yankee team so that they can make the run through October. 877-337-6666. They're going to add. They're going to add bullpen arms. They might add another bat. They might subtract a couple guys. Because this is the first year of Juan Soto. You're getting performances out of Juan Soto, Aaron Judge every night. Verdugo has been, like, this could be Verdugo's only year. Verdugo has been a pleasant surprise. Great addition to the team. All right, let's take a break, man. I just had a quick, you know, rant and run. We'll get back to talking about the Rangers. Sean in North Carolina was talking about that Panther center and how he's going to be a problem, whatever. The Rangers are the best team in the NHL, I thought. They won the President's Cup. The Rangers have home ice advantage, I thought. The Rangers got to get off the mat. And it's a 7-game series. Anything can happen. That's 68% of game one winners. That doesn't mean that they're going to win the whole series. The Rangers got to come back. Rangers fans call me up. Mets fans call me up. Yankee fans call me up. I'm on till 2. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. I'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm going back to Cali.
I would love to go back to California, see my sister. My mom's out there now. Shout out to my sister Taylor. She does, she has her own business doing glitter art. It's called the Sustainable Sparkle Bar. It's all sustainable glitter. It's made of sustainable materials where it doesn't like harm the environment or animals. And I don't know, she just dreamed that up one day and took a one-way flight to LA and never came back to Jersey. But when I slide to LA, I always go see my sister. My mom is out there with her now. They're going to Napa Valley because Bottle Rock is this Memorial Day weekend.
and she's been doing Bottle Rock for I don't know how many years now, maybe five, and she's become like a staple out there, and I'm proud of her. I miss my sister, man. Wish I could be going back to Cali. Keith McPherson on the Fan. A couple things here before we get back to your calls at 877-337-6666. We've got Rangers calls, we've got Mets calls, and we've got Yankees calls. So I said I was live on TikTok, and man, we got some smart people on the TikTok, and they put some things into the chat that made me think about things that I have in my notes. So one of the things from East Coast Dan, he talked about, you know, the Yankees. He said, Keith, I'm loving this Yankees team and the camaraderie. And I said, yeah, man, that made me think of something. So a couple days ago, I saw Meredith. Shout out to Meredith. Meredith did the Sunday game, filling in for Susan Waldman after I did Friday and Saturday because I had the Willie Randolph event down the shore. Meredith sat with Marcus Stroman, and she asked Marcus Stroman to explain the Yankees starters and their pregame candle. And Marcus Stroman says that he always lit a candle on his pitching days and would blow it out before he takes the mound. Now, every Yankee starter has a candle at their locker, and it's now become a tradition, and they blow that candle out before they take the mound. Now, we saw another Yankees tradition where all the starters are in the bullpen, standing there watching whoever's starting, you know, kind of like backing him up, watching his bullpen. Gotta love that. I love the energy that Marcus Stroman has brought to this team. Durag Stro pulls up with vintage Yankees merch that you can't find anywhere. He must have copped all of it throughout the years or just had it saved from his dad or himself as a kid. And, man, this clubhouse, people wondered how it would work, right? With Verdugo and Soto and Stroman, it's working great. And East Coast Dan talked about the camaraderie, right? I love this whole candle thing that they have going on. For the first time ever in my human life, I got to lay eyes on the Yankees clubhouse because I did Susan Waldman's job going on the field as the star of the game. And Jason Zillow, who runs like everything with the Yankees, brought me through the dugout, which is stupid, man. I actually got to like walk into the Yankees dugout this past weekend. And then I got to walk through the, you know, like the batting cages and the underground stuff. And I got to walk past the clubhouse. That clubhouse is a club. Literally, there are like club lights and loud music. The first song they play after the Yankees win is Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar, like that. And I mean, this team is like that. They are a family. They fight for one another. They have each other's backs. They are brothers. And it's great to see that chemistry. It's great to see that consistency out of them. And also in my chat live right now on TikTok at Keith McPherson, if you care to see what I look like, Foley writes into the chat, hey, you know, like, I'm not getting on Boone this year because this is the first year where Boone has kept a consistent lineup. Just had to clap for that because before the season started, I had an event with Aaron Boone, same place that I had Willie Randolph at this Sunday, Baseline Social down the shore. And one of my questions for him was about changing the damn lineup every day. Right. And I've equated it to like, yo, imagine you going to work and your desk is somewhere different every day. Or imagine you go into work and I don't know you guys' jobs. Like you say this job. Imagine I'm in a different part of WFAN studio every day, or I have a different microphone or screen or different, you know, it just doesn't lend itself to success. Well, now with the change of moving Verdugo up, obviously they made the change of moving Volpe up. You're getting a consistent lineup every day. And what Boone told me back in February before spring training started, he said the reason they changed the lineup so much is because they didn't have the balance that they have now. And he had hoped going into the season, having more left-handed hitters than the Yankees seem to ever have, that they were going to be able to find that balance and find that consistency in the lineup. And here you have it, folks. You like it brings you back to being young, watching the Yankees. You know who is hitting where and where they're going to be in the field. The only thing that really changes is who's behind the plate and if Judge is going to be DHing and Trent Grisham's going to be in center field, which that happens like once a week, and Giancarlo will sit down. Other than that, if Doogie's not on paternity leave, you can expect to see at least the first six guys, seven guys even, because Torres is there every day. You can expect to see the first seven guys in that Yankee lineup in the same spot every single day. And it's working. They haven't been shut out since they've been able to consistently keep that lineup. 877-337-6666. Josh is in the Bronx where the Yankees play.
Hey, Keith. I'm telling you, man. You just said it flat out, man. I mean, you know who's going to be in there every day? And obviously, as a fan, you know, you go about your business and you look at the lineup and there it is, cha-ching. I mean, you know, this consistency with the lineup has made a big difference this year compared to last year. And, you know, take it from there, Keith. I mean, like, the difference is between this year and last year is night and day. Thank you for taking my call as always, Keith.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Willie Calhoun is not leading off. Or batting cleanup for the Yankees. You know, Franchi Cordero is not in there. Josh Donaldson's not in there. Billy McKinney's not in there. Greg Allen's not in there. IKF's not in there. Ben Rortvedt's not in there. You know what I'm saying? 877-337-6666. Now, the Mets are experimenting with their lineup. The Mets are changing their lineup. It's not yielding the results they want. And even when it does, it seems like now, okay, you change the lineup and you're hitting a little bit. The pitching is not there. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I don't know. Let's see if Mark in center reach can tell me about what's going on with the Make It Happen Mets. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Keith. How's it going, man? I just want to say I appreciate you so much. It's a Mets call, but I appreciate that you touch on the Devils because I am a diehard Devils fan, and it's tough when you're overshadowed by the Rangers.
Oh, completely. And now I'm getting it from both sides. I have Devils fans telling me that I'm not supposed to, like, I'm not rooting for the Rangers. Like, the Rangers losing tonight did not change my mood at all. Like, I'm not rooting for the Rangers, but I'm also not hating on the Rangers. Like, you know, shout out to Evan, who has been at WFAN for 17 years. He can come in here and be a Panthers fan to hate on the Rangers. I don't have that clout. I don't have that tenure. I'm not like that. Like, I can't do that.
No, as much as I dislike the Rangers, they are the king right now, so I'll let them have their moment because I do wholeheartedly believe the Devils will be back next
year. Well, while I have you, Mark, we'll get to the Mets, but since you brought up the Devils, what are your thoughts about the new hire? Obviously, Lindy Ruff was out, Travis Green not continuing there. I just like his last name, Keefe, not K-I-T-H, K-E-E-F-E.
I mean, how could you not? I mean, it's tough. I do think the Devils had a little bit of a flop last year. Lindy Ruff is a guy, he just never really was able to get it done. He seemed like he lost the locker room. You got a lot of young kids in there, a lot of young talent. You need someone in there that could resonate with them. I think he can do that. Hopefully he can get the team playing back the way they were last year. They just really got to tighten up on the defensive front, and they got to figure out the goaltending situation. I mean, it's hard to stop every single goal when you're giving up a billion shots a night, you know, but I don't know. We'll see what he can do. I'm hopeful. They have so much young talent. I think it's just a fluke year. They were down. They'll be back up next year. I really believe that.
Okay, so quickly from my notes here for the Devils fans that are awake at 12:50 listening before we talk Mets and go to the break. All About Jersey on Twitter, at AAT Jersey. They cover the New Jersey Devils. They said, quick thoughts about Keith. One, he's been successful boosting Toronto to their only playoff win in decades. He knows how to manage a team with an offensive core. He could really thrive without the pressure, real or otherwise, from Toronto. He has something to prove, and this is a good hire. And I think a lot of Devils fans that I talked to online today said, this is good. This is a good hire. Let's see how it works here. And what I was saying is, I don't care about the failures of the Toronto Maple Leafs. This is Newark, New Jersey. This is not Toronto.
I completely agree. And, you know, you said before that losing is contagious. And I'm a big believer on culture. And that's a big part of my point for my Mets. But the Devils have had sustained success for many years, up until recently after their 2012 Stanley Cup run. They went to the, you know, to the cellar. They lost Kovalchuk. They lost Parisi. They were depleted. But they've since built that team back up, and I do believe that the culture there with this new head coach, I think they're going to be able to bounce back. At Toronto, Austin Matthews, you know, disappears. Cinderella turns into a pumpkin the second the playoffs starts. You know, I don't think the Devils are going to be like that.
Yeah, I think we come back with a vengeance next year. We got a lot of young talent. Guys are going to grow up some more, and we'll see what they do. The Devils are lurking, man. They're making little moves, and this is a big move. We'll get to it. Let's get to the Mets before we go to the break.
Okay. So my thing with the Mets, just I am completely fed up with them. They are heartless. They're gutless. They have no fight. I don't think they like each other in the clubhouse. The team is rotten to the core. You know, Diaz crying in the clubhouse after, you know, blowing the saves. I get it. The guy cares. I appreciate that. I respect that so much. But, like, I think he's washed. I think the team is just so broken. There's no way they're ever going to win. I mean, the second they sniff winning, it seems like they get scared and they just regress back to what the Mets are. It's just like, you know, Cohen, Wilpons, it's the same old Mets. It doesn't seem to matter. And I, like I said, culture, I think it's just the Mets have had such a losing culture. I don't know how you change that. I think Cohen is the guy that can do it. But Lindor, McNeil, Nimmo, Alonso, I want him gone. I can't stand Alonso. You got to blow it up. I'm just sick of watching these guys go out there, and there's no fight. It's not even fun to watch.
No, it just makes you even more mad and even more disappointed. And I honestly feel bad for the Met fan. Thanks for the call, Mark. Like, even during the break, talking to, you know, people in the TikTok chat, I'm like, Yankee fans don't have to troll Mets fans right now. Everything is great for us, even after losing two games. We don't have to punch down. But I do want some of my friends that are Mets fans to experience some joy. So here's how it's going to happen, right? They blow it up again, back-to-back years. I remember talking about David Stearns, and I remember I said something like, the D is for destruction. Pause. The D is for destroy. Pause. But like, you know, D Stearns is coming in to destroy and destruct everything that you knew about the Steve Cohen Mets. It's his show now. Steve brought him here because clearly as a rookie owner, he's made some mistakes and was in over his head and underestimated how hard it was to build a champion. It's not the 90s. And this is not the New York Yankees buying a championship, as so many people love to say. It's not that simple. You can't just do that. But here is the start of an amazing story. Blow it up again this year and stop, you know, dragging us along. Stop trying to tell your fans that, yo, no, we're trying to be competitive and blah, 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 blah. Steve Cohen literally tweeted, well, we can't do anything until the deadline. So that tells you the mentality. That tells you conversations that they're having in their front offices. So, man, the deadline is the deadline. That's the last day that you can make moves. Start making moves now. Start making calls now. Start breaking up this team because, yeah, losing is contagious. It's become a habit. I feel like there's dysfunction. The clubhouse is cancerous. That's why I say free Mendy. Mendy comes over from the Yankee universe into this, and he's got to try and manage this mess, the New York mess, and then talk to the media. And what else is, what's he going to say? What's he going to say when they blow games, when the bullpen, like, when the starting pitchers can't, you know? So the start of an amazing story. It's going to take a while. But you young Mets fans listening, you're going to grow up, and potentially the moves that they make these back-to-back years, 2023 and 2024 at the deadline, to get rid of these guys, okay? Steve Cohen, and I don't care. Some Mets fans want to talk about, oh, Lindor's numbers and how, well, by the end of the year, he'll be this. No, he is not a $340 million player. He's not. He's not. I don't care about the switch hitting. I don't care about the defense. He doesn't impact winning enough. Pete Alonso, there's no point in paying him. You already paid Nimmo. You paid him center field money to move him over. Jeff McNeil, you paid. This is kind of like a, you know, discount deal or whatever. Blow it up. If that's the core of this team, and even bringing in guys like Starling Marte and JD Martinez, whatever, bro, blow it up again. Just the same way you got rid of Tommy Pham and you got rid of Mark Canha and Eduardo Escobar and Verlander and Scherzer. Blow it up again and destroy all of the moves that Billy Epler made, that Steve Cohen made, thinking that they were going to win a championship, thinking that they were just going to microwave 101 season and go to the World Series. And that was embarrassing the way they went out to the Padres. Blow it up again. Add some more young talent to this farm system. Play the young kids now and just take the losses with the youth. At least you can stomach that knowing, hey, well, let's see what Brett Beatty and Mark Vientos and Francisco Alvarez coming back. And I don't know the timeline on Ronnie Mauricio, but he'll be back. Christian Scott is here. You can stomach the losses with those guys. You can't stomach the losses with the veterans, with the high-paid players that are supposed to be delivering. And then, like I said, in 2027, 2028, 2029, maybe the moves of 2023 and 2024 will materialize where you'll say, okay, wait, now the payroll is down. Now we have some young talent. Now we can be a perennial contender that goes out and buys the one or two pieces that you need in free agency to compete and possibly win a championship. 877-337-6666. 1 hour to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan till 2 a.m. I'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.